Hey everybody, welcome to episode 31 of DMDR. This is Jeremy Connor. So, this may be the last podcast of the season, so this will be season 3, starting on season 4. 4 years of me rambling on and giving advice that a lot of people don't want, but that's alright. Keeps me out of trouble. So, I haven't talked to y'all in a while again. That seems to be par for the course. We've skipped several holidays now. We've done got past Halloween. Thanksgiving. Christmas is coming up. It's November 30th right now, so we got less than a month to go. I got some of the Christmas shopping done, but not all of it yet. I don't shop on Amazon very much. Pretty rare, actually, so I don't trust their delivery times, so I went ahead and got my wife's gift first, because last year I didn't know people was getting their stuff shipped like after Christmas, and I'm like, I don't want none of that. So I got her gift, and she's worried because it's a little on the expensive side, which expensive to us is anything over $100, but she has, you know, the self-worth problems and all that, so she don't think she deserves stuff like that, and I think she'll be stoked to get it. I'll let y'all know what she got the next go around after Christmas, of course. Let's see, what else has been going on with me? I did another show in Kentucky at a different place. It's a distillery, Silent Brigade Distillery. That was a neat place. They brew their own liquor there. I don't drink no more. I might touch a beer here and there every right now and then, but it just ain't for me. I'm getting too old. My heartburn is bad enough as it is. So I have skipped 3 holidays. So maybe I'd like to cover the spooky stuff. So your old buddy Jeremy just about got shit canned at work, and I'll tell you why. So for the past 8 years, I've been working at the same place. And it's been like any other place I've worked, is I'm like late. Almost every day. It's never more than 4 or 5 minutes late. It's just a little bit over the limit. But they count all that. So in the past, I've had bosses that are kind of annoyed with it. But they know I show up for work. I don't hardly ever call in. I do a good job when I'm there. So they kind of let that slide. Well, I'm in a new position. And we got this fellow that just got promoted. And I've worked with him before. Me and him have 2 different ideologies, and he's strictly black and white with rules. I love being in the gray area, because, man, I've just always been that way. I can't really explain it, but it's like if I'm supposed to be at work at 7, man, you can almost guarantee I'm going to get there at 7:03, 7:04. Not enough to make a big impact, but enough on paper to make it look like I am never on time, which is the case. And I don't know why I'm like that. I've been like that since high school, so this fella got promoted. He watches the time clocks like a hawk. And he, you know, if you're over the limit, you know, if you're getting reported, there ain't no getting around it. So that being said, I have been talked to before about my lateness. And nothing's really come of it, is because for the most part, they have a hard time hiring people nowadays. I don't know what the deal is. No one wants to work. I sound like I've got no work ethic, but I've got a good work ethic. It's just my time management skills are shot. What usually happens is I get up early. I've been getting up early forever. But then I'll be playing on my Facebook or checking messages or whatever. And I'm like, oh yeah, 20 minutes is plenty of time to get to work. And it never is. And I've never seemed to keep track of that. And, you know, me being on time has never been important to me. But I highly forget that sometimes that's very important to other people. Really, I guess I'm punctual with stuff that I want to do. Not saying I don't like my job, but I don't know what it is. Like, I've been like this since high school. But anyway, I got my final talking to, and pretty much, well, if I'm late one more time, I am toast.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Like, if I'm late for work, I might as well just make a U-turn and head right back home, because that's it. I've ran out of my one more chances, which is a humbling experience, because I don't know. I wish I could explain it. I feel like I'm going to delete that, because that sounds like I'm a fucking dumb shit.
Doesn't know when to stop talking, just continues, running at the mouth like verbal diarrhea.
You know what, I'm going to keep that, because y'all know I'm ignorant anyway. I don't even know why I feel like I've got the gall to give y'all advice. So anyway, moving on. I have got to be on time. I've got to be on time till next, like, November. Man, that sucks. So, for the next year, I'm going to be on needles and pins, because what sucks is the last time I got reprimanded for being late. Ah, that was a couple of months ago. And that's the longest I've ever gone not being late. Like, I had a really good stretch. Then, this last week, I was late one time. Like, 4 minutes late. And, man, you know, showed up. And then I ended up in the office the next day. I was like, well, shit. I don't know. It's just a work in progress, I guess. And if I end up getting shit canned, I'll let y'all know where I end up next. Spooky that I just about got canned and I'm like on a very thin line. Like I am tap dancing on an ice pond right now. But I'm thankful that covers Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that I didn't get shit canned. Now had I been a jerk and not doing my job and a pain in the ass, I absolutely would have got canned. There's no doubt in my mind. And I've told several people at work that I'm like, man, just be pleasant to work with. And people will let you get by a little bit on some things. But if you're just if you're jerk off all the time and you're messing up, you know, they're going to nail you to the wall every time. And plus, there ain't no sense in being ugly. What I like is like, so I got my write-up. I got a damn write-up. My last one, apparently. So if I have to sign something next time, it's going to be a signing the old pink slip. But you know, the day after, the guys are like, man, we've got to keep you from getting canned. We need you here. I don't know. I just try to do my job. I answer the phone and do the little piddly things that no one wants to do because I don't really mind it. Like, I think my strengths are, you know, not minding to do the piddly stuff. And I've had to kind of jump in on some uncomfortable things. I about got slapped with a belt full of crap on it. That's a whole other story. I may have told you about it last time. I can't remember. Long story short, some guy had a belt and it had crap all over it. And he was swinging it at people and I had to get it from him. Luckily, I didn't get no poo on me.
I got the poo on me.
So my family just celebrated my grandson's first birthday. So yeah, I'm a grandpa to a one-year-old now. And that could have been more awkward than it was because my daughter invited everybody. And so that included me and my family and her mom and her family and all that. So I haven't seen my ex-wife in a very long time. And I thought it was going to just be awkward and kind of suck, but it wasn't bad, honestly. We said our polite hellos and all that and focused on the baby. That's what it was all about. So nobody acted up. Everybody acted right. It was pretty decent time. It was a lot better than what I was afraid it was going to turn out. So I'm still looking forward to next month. Next month, I think, is when we start shooting the trailer for that sitcom. And I've just got like a bit part in it. But you know, like in Family Matters or whatever sitcom you watch, like the thing they play at the beginning before the show starts, that's what we're supposed to be filming next month. And I don't know, just neat. It's not something I thought I'd ever be a part of. So I'm grateful for all the friends I've made over the years doing the comedy, because I've met people that's been in cartoons, people that's been in shows. One, his last name is Rafe. For some reason, I can't remember his first name for some reason. But I think he's got a Netflix special coming out. But it's just, it's neat knowing these people that are moving on up. Jamal Gardner, he's the one that was in a cartoon. He does Charles Barkley. Can't think of the name of the cartoon. Anyway, it's just, it's neat kind of seeing the other side of all that stuff. When I was a kid growing up, I always wanted to be on Nickelodeon. From what I've been hearing, though, maybe it was better that I wasn't. I don't know if any of that stuff is true about Dan Schneider. I'm sure y'all have heard that name. So, Dan Schneider created quite a few of the shows in Nickelodeon. All That, and Sam and Cat, and iCarly, all that. And he does a good job with that stuff. Like, all the shows he's produced have been good. But people are saying he's a creep. And, of course, I don't know. Hell, I wasn't there. But, you know, they have showed some evidence that he definitely has some odd behavior about him. Not enough to be able to be, like, conclusive. And it's weird, like, everybody knows Dan Schneider as the guy that works at Nickelodeon. I remember him as being in Head of the Class, and he was in a movie called Better Off Dead. I enjoyed his acting, but just because you enjoy someone's acting don't mean that they don't do some sketchy shit behind the scenes either. But yeah, I wonder, I would think, though, that if he really did all that weird shit, that he would be in jail by now. But I guess that don't mean nothing, because what is his name? Weinstein. But anyway, I guess it took like decades for him to get nailed to the wall. But it sucks. It sucks like when there's like an actor you admire and they end up being douches in real life. That sucks. I'll tell you, one that I've got a lot of admiration for is Bill Burr. every special he does is amazingly good. And he's a good actor, too. Like, he was good in The Mandalorian. And there was a movie he did with Adam Sandberg that was really good. And I can't think of the name of it for nothing. But Bill Burr was good in that. But the thing about Bill Burr is like, I've been watching his stand-up since he used to do the college circuit. He used to work for Rankin Bass, it seems like. That sounds about right. But anyway, he used to do college tours. And I worked at a college at the time. And he never came to our piddly-ass little college. But I guess that company had sent one of the VHS tapes, I guess, to kind of promote. And it was funny as shit. That was like the first time I had ever seen Bill Burr stand up. And this would have had been around like 2000, 2001 maybe. But I was like, man, this guy's good. Yes, so old Bill Burr still had the old red hair. But Bill has grown by leaps and bounds. He's in his least 50s by now. He's a dad now. And he's calmed down a lot. He was an angry son of a bitch forever. It ends up, you know, he had to go through therapy because his family life wasn't the greatest. And he went through childhood trauma and all that. And he's fighting it, you know, and he's still a man, you know. He's so many pussies out there. And all it feels like being a man has been demonized for a while because us guys have went too far with some things and we needed to get checked. But it's also not wrong to be a damn man either. And that's why I like Bill. It's like he don't apologize for that. He's like, yeah, we can be dickheads sometimes, but we also do a lot of good. And he's right. As long as, you know, we don't overcorrect and be too jerky or be too pussified. We gotta keep that happy medium. Just the fact that he's working on himself for his family's sake. Forever he talked about he was never getting married. Then he found a woman that could handle him and keep his ass in check. He loves her enough to handle it. I'm sure he can still be an asshole. I just kind of get that vibe, but at least he's trying. That's all we can ask for sometimes, is just to try. As I'm sure you've heard 100 times from me, I was a dick to my wife at first. I just decided to stop being that way. And I'll have hiccups every great now and then, but for the most part, I do right by my wife. Actually, I'd say like 99%. We don't always agree with each other, and we do get into it pretty good from time to time. But it's more like she's used to calling the shots and raising herself. She's not used to being dependent on anybody. Maybe in the back of her head, she thinks eventually I'll drop the ball. And that could totally happen. I don't think it would, but we never can plan for stuff like that. The beauty of me getting older is I am not very desirable. You know, I'm just some middle-aged glop of a human being. And I'll get flirted with every great now and then. But it's very, very sporadic. And I appreciate that because I'm good with temptation, but I don't want to deal with it either. But also don't want to get fat and gloopy and gross just to not have to worry about it, because I don't want to look gross for my wife. But I don't know where I'm going with that, honestly. Okay, Bill Burr, you know, not only is he taking care of his mental health, but he's still working out. He really takes it hard when he has skip days and kind of falls off the wagon. But he's always improving himself. And he's probably quickly going towards his 60s. But he's still improving. He's still trying. And like us guys, one of our flaws is we tend to be naturally selfish. You know, you look at history books and it's always about, we just tend to be really self-centered. Like, what makes us happy? What keeps us up on top? So that's something we're always fighting. But some girls don't even like that. Like, some guys think that if a guy's got a tender soft side, they might as well be a girl. Weird, some of the things that some women will insist you be for you to be considered a man. One girl said that if a man orders a dessert, that's feminine. If a man uses an umbrella, that's feminine. And it's like, man, I think I'm just going to live my life. And that's what I did, and I found the right one because I used to pretend to be something I wasn't. Hell, I even opened up a t-shirt shop that I kind of modeled after like a Hot Topic or Spencer's because I love goth girls. Man, something about black lipstick and the fishnets and all that, man. Rawr. And hell, I even got to wearing the black fingernail polish and getting pierced and all that, and that wasn't me at all. But I was just trying to bait me a goth girl. And I did a couple of times and didn't quite work out. So when I started acting like myself, I found somebody that was more like me. And it worked out just fine. Hell, me and Callie's been together 14 years, something like that. And what's wild to me is like that Coppage lady, she was a teacher, I think, somewhere in Missouri, actually. And she got shit canned from her teaching job because she had an OnlyFans. You know, it coming out that she was a teacher, hell, that was the best advertising she could ever got. She ended up making like $1 million out of all that. And I did the math, and not thinking about taxes and having to pay bills and all that, it would have took 25 years of teaching if she made $40,000 a year to make $1 million. And then you get to adding, you know, taxes and having to pay bills and stuff. She probably been teaching for 50 plus years to be able to get $1 million. So I don't know if I could be mad at her about that. You know, if someone asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, knowing that, I believe I'd just be like, man, I'm going to get me an OnlyFans and get naked. I guess maybe money doesn't buy happiness, but it sure does buy you options. Like, man, I would love to have my house paid off, my cars paid off. Man, we'd be doing good. The money that I'd make would, like, be mad money then. Man, that sounds amazing. But taxes are always going to get higher. Food and everything else is going to get higher. It's wild. My dad would talk about how you could get, like, a big old sleeve of bologna for under $1, which is a lot, you know. But then again, it wouldn't be nothing to make, like, $5 in a week, but $5 would take care of your groceries and everything. It's weird how it appears like we're making a bunch of money. Like, right now, I just got a raise, and I'm making, like, $16 and something and change an hour. And that sounded like a ton of money back in the 80s. That was good money back then. And it sounds like good money now, but it seems like we're in the same struggle, like, the past 20 years. We're starting to get nicer things now, but it just, I don't know. It's like you can't fill up a shopping cart like you used to. And everything's been getting more expensive as the years have gone by. And I'm like, what's it going to be like in 40, 50 years? Like, is gas going to be, you know, $10 a gallon or something? I'm sure it's going to have to. The way gas has never went down, it goes up. It'll go down for a little bit, but it never sticks. It just keeps on going up. I haven't gotten gas in a week or so. It seems like it's 3 and some change. I don't pay much attention no more. Ain't nothing I can do about it. I've got to get gas. That sucks. And I don't feel like electric cars are the way, because something about gas, you always have a gas station to pull into. I don't know. Eventually, it's all going to be electric. Maybe we're better off for it. I don't know. I ain't no scientist. Don't pretend to be one. Hell, I can barely put two sentences together. My stuttering's gotten bad again. I don't know what the deal is with that. I don't know if it's sleep or what, but I don't know. I'm kind of getting sleepy right now. I could kind of use a nap. So, y'all, I think I'm going to bounce out of here. Y'all take care. Try to enjoy your life the best you can. I'll keep you updated. Y'all take care. Bye.